Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is exciting time. This is crazy. Yeah. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you now, God, for the spirit of truth. We thank you, God, for what you are doing in this house. We thank you for this very hour, God, that how you orchestrated everything that took place so far this morning in the lives of your people. But now we're going to the other side, all because of you. We thank you now, God, as we humble ourselves before your throne. We hear your voice, and no other voice will we follow. We partake of what you have already put out on the table. We glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I mean, it's interesting that I was talking to a pastor and Rocky shared some things this morning. And it's crazy in the natural sense what God is already doing. And I can see what he's doing in your lives. You know, as powerful as it is, we still got to go to another side. We can't settle for where we are right now because God is still moving. He's still pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. He's not just letting us come to a place that we can get comfortable and relax and say, okay, I'm in there. No, we're not. We're nowhere near being in there. Because God keeps saying he got more. We're just scratching the surface right now. We're just scratching the surface. So don't get caught up in what you have already done yesterday. Don't get too happy and settle for your head knowledge and the things that you already put your hands to the plow and did some things and you saying, oh, that was good. No, you're just scratching the surface. It's amazing how we talked about the giving this morning for what Quilla was saying and listening to what Pastor was saying about all the things about where we're going and what's really taking place in the lives, that on the kingdom side of heaven, it has to be more real and not just by mere words. We can't continue just to speak things and say, okay, I'm not there yet, so I'm going to stay where I'm at. No. See, that's another trick of the enemy to keep you on this side. Because we're going to talk about two realms here. We're going to talk about two sides. But the key is going to be the other side. One of the things that I recognize that even in Mark, you can pull that scripture at Mark 6th chapter. I was reading the chapter, and God was showing me some things. He was breaking it down to me that to the point where I said, oh, this is powerful. Because he said, now, you have to understand that you got to long for me more than healing and miracles.
Come on now.
Money, position, and power.
Come on now.
You got to have a hunger greater than me fixing your situation. And he gave me the scripture, and I went to the scripture, and it talked about in the beginning, in Mark 6, it talks about Jesus went to his home, and it says something about the prophet is not honored in his home. So as Jesus went to his home, I can even imagine on this side that he wanted to show his family, he wanted to show his people as a human. He wanted to perform miracles. He wanted to bring great exploits to his people as well, as he was doing all over the world. But at this particular time, when he showed up with his disciples, the people began to understand something. They said, okay, he's speaking great words, and how did he get this revelation and all of this stuff? But isn't he the son of Joseph, the carpenter? Even his mother Mary? Even his brothers and family members is right here? So automatically, he couldn't do what he wanted to do because of the unbelief. And God said, see, that's my problem. My problem is, I get too familiar when I pray for people in this house, see? In that same verse, it talked about Jesus couldn't do a miracle, but he did some healing. Why couldn't he do miracles? The people unbelief. They didn't want to accept it on their side. They didn't want to accept the fact that Jesus came to bring great exploits into their spirit, man, to bring life to them, but they was looking for what they're familiar with. So when I pray for them, because I know him, I can't pray for him in my own strength, in my own ability, what I know about him. I have to pray for him from the heavens. I have to be on the other side and bring something from heaven to speak into his life. I can't speak to him out of my familiarity with him. That hinder our growth as a body, because now I'm familiar. I know Pastor Jerry. I know she cooked well, and I know she got a powerful word. So God, I pray right now, God, that you may continue to cook well, God. Father, I pray, God, that you will even let the words of revelation continue to come out of my mouth. So you already know that I'm familiar with it. But if I don't get up in the throne room from heaven,
come on.
If I don't get into the throne room, I can't come and give her word that's going to penetrate everything on the inside of her, because I'm too familiar with her. So now instead of me doing miracles, I got to set up for a healing.
Jesus.
So during this time, I was looking at this verse, and I said, okay, God, so this is good, but I'm still not understanding. So he said, now, with the men's prayer watch, with the men's prayer watch, and it's something, listen, we can play around, and look, I'm staying on this side right now. I ain't going to the other side, this side. If the men, even think about going to the other side. Miracles gonna come like water flowing out of his faucet. It's the men. But on this side, the faucet is cut off. There's no flow. But when I was sitting there in the prayer that Saturday night, and I held my hands up, and all the thing I could recognize is I couldn't put my arms down. I could not put my arms down, because all the thing I could think about at that time was, God, I just want to see you. I want more of you. I don't know what that looks like. I don't even understand how that even come about. But God, I'm coming short. I'm short in a lot of areas in my life. But God, if I could just see you in a real way. Right? And this is crazy, because we kind of talked about this morning when I was talking to Pastor Moon. But at the same time, I thought about Isaiah 6. Pastor talked about it. In the real King of Uzziah died, Isaiah saw something. He saw something that changed his life. Because he said out of his own mouth, I saw the Lord. Now, that's easy when we said that I want to see the Lord, but do you want to see the Lord? Hands lifted up as a sign of surrender, because I don't have a clue what God looks like. But I got a testimony and I got a witness for some people that they don't saw the Lord. Why can't we see him? On this side, it hinders what God wants to do. Then later on in the chapter, it talked about then Jesus decided to leave there, and he told his disciples, I'm going to send you out two by two. Take nothing with you on this side. Because normally, as a people, we always want to take what we know and what
us when we go on a trip. She said, yeah, we got our pocketbooks, our wallet, we got our keys, we got our bags, we got our cans, we got the snacks. We're going to take what we need wherever we go. But he said, take nothing with you. Because see, Jesus was kind of bothered by the fact that he wasn't welcome in his town, his hometown, and he was kind of figuring out that, okay, now I got to send out my disciples on this trip to do some things because he's seeing the bigger picture. He's seeing the other side. But on this side, he's getting preparation for the guys. So during this time, he said, okay, I'm going to send you out two by two to do some great exploits for the kingdom. But this is what I'm going to do. Because I'm going to take everything away from you, because you're going to give it to me, he said, now I'm going to give you authority. So can you imagine that's not even an even trade? God will take your stuff, which have no value, but I'm going to give you authority from the other side, which is heaven.
Come on now.
Coming from the basis of what God wants to perform in the earth. But see, Jesus said, okay, I know there's some more things that got to take place in this situation. So now my mindset has to change from me settling for just going out two by two. And I'm going to share this with you that even during the time of the prophetic word that was going on, when we had that prophetic training, I remember Crystalline had said something that was really powerful to those who was here who could remember this, that she broke us up into groups. And when she broke us up into groups, there was something transpired that registered with me when I was thinking about this text here. And the thing that caught me was she gave a word to everybody. She said, everybody, I'm going to give you a scripture. I'm going to get back to this. I'm going to give everybody a scripture. And when you get your group, I'm going to break you up. When I give you the scripture, you're going to read or prophesy over the people in your group from this scripture that I give you. It's the same way that Jesus, I'm going to get back to that. It's the same way that Jesus was doing with the disciples. I'm going to send you out two by two. But then I'm going to give you authority to do some things in the earth that brings salvation to people that's lost. So here we go. Then all of a sudden, when they go out, they come back. Then they had to deal, Jesus had to deal with something else on this side. He had to deal with the fact that the one that he beloved, the one that came and prepared the way for him in the earth on this side, got killed. Was murdered, John the Baptist, was beheaded. So I can only imagine, I don't have the time frame of this, but I can only imagine that you get rejected in your hometown, you got to send your disciples away, and then you find out in the same day that the one that prepared the way for you, your best bud, your HQ crew, all of this stuff, it just got killed, got murdered, life taken away from him, head cut off. Cousin, family. Oh, that's even a whole nother level. Oh, you start pulling my hair out because now I got to go and prepare for this funeral. I got to go and prepare for this situation. But Jesus said, no, I'm about my father's business because I got something in vision here. I got something in mind that my dad had already told me. He said, stay the course. You gotta stay the course. You can't go to the right or the left because you gotta stay right in the center of what God wants to happen in the earth. So Jesus decided that I'm gonna stay the course. So then he recognized that all of this is taking place. The disciples come back to a place where I want to tell Jesus about what happened. See? we want to be these things. So it says here, look, so they went away
Bible says in a boat, y'all ready? Y'all like boats? Because we're about to get in a boat, PWM. In a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them, learned, recognized them, and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. Now look, when they did these great exploits, when the disciples came back and told Jesus what happened and all of this stuff, right? When he did this, the people was all gathered around. They was everywhere. So Jesus recognized that I got to take these guys to a solitary place. Right? Because they're about to get ready to go to the other side. But here's the piece that's this, in this particular verse. This is the key. Many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. So I can only imagine that the people that the disciples went out two by two to witness to, and all the great people that came back, they said, oh, they think they're going on the, they're going on the boat. They think they're going somewhere. But I don't have a vision because I'm on this side. I'm recognizing that now because I got salvation, I'm going to the other side because I know where they're going. So I'm going to meet you where you're going. So now, so Jesus, he's letting us know how hungry are we to run after him? How much more are we willing to go and beyond the fact that I don't have to get in the boat, but I can run, I can walk. I want to get to that destination place where Jesus is going to meet me. And when Jesus landed, he saw the lost crowd and he had compassion on them because they were like a sheep without a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. By this time, late in the day, so his disciples came to him, and this is a remote place. Solitary, remote, and in the King James Version, it said a desert. And they said, it is already late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages to buy themselves something to eat. But he answered, you give them something to eat. They said to him, that will take more than half of his wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat? After the fact that they done did all these great exploits, then they got questions because now we're trying to go back to the other side. How many loaves do we have? He asked, go and see. He said they gave them a commandment. Right? When they found out, they said five and two fish. Then Jesus directed them for all the people to... Here we go, right here. So, before I get to that verse. So, which the people, because in verse 30, it talks about how Jesus said, he said, look, let me take you to a isolated place, but what I want you to do is I want to feed you. Right? I want to feed you. So, that's the point of them getting into the boat to go to the other side. But now I was thinking that Jesus was going to feed them in the natural. I thought Jesus wanted to feed them food. But yet, it goes on to say that they got on that, we went to the other side, and he saw the crowd, and he had compassion, and then he began to teach more. He was feeding them spiritual kingdom stuff, because now they done came to the other side, now they're getting more things from heaven versus the things on this side. Because they didn't shut up there, because I want to eat natural, because I walked all around the places and compelled people to come. No, I don't want the natural food, I want to have some more spiritual food. So the people were still being fed by God all that time. But here we go. This is what happened. And Jesus directed all the people to sit down in groups. Let's go back to what Christian was talking about. Mm-hmm. She broke us up into groups. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And during the time, well, you go, Rob, we're all coming there, Rob, we're coming there. So why did I go to the other side? So what happened, Christian
even said something, she asked somebody about what their favorite color is. He asked somebody what their favorite color is. And one particular individual, I ain't gonna mention his name, Rob, said his favorite color was what? Green. Because that was his favorite color, when we got in the group, Rob would happen to be in my group. The scripture that she gave us to read, to prophesy from, Tina could testify to this too, because she was part of it. The scripture she gave us was what? Psalms 23. He laid me down in green pastures. Right? So look. He told the people, sit down in groups on green grass. Now, here's the thing that blew my mind. It really it talked about a solitary place or a desert. So my mind completely goes to the point where, okay, there's nothing in the desert. They're just sand. They're just hot. There's no growth. There's nothing manifesting itself in a desert in a dry place. There's nothing to even hold on to because you're just there. You're just there with some sand. If you pray to God that you got some wind, but there's just nothing there that's growing. Because Jesus kept the course on the other side, because he knew where the lightning and the thundering came from, because he knew what was happening in heaven could happen on earth, because he already knew that he created all things that was made for him and by him. He already knew how this thing processed. So because the people had a desire to go from this side to the other side on their own, because of their hunger, they decided that I'm going to seek the kingdom. And Jesus said, look, I'm going to put green grass in an isolated place that nothing can grow. Sit down in groups. I'm going to break you up into a company of 50 and 100 because now I want to be great experts. See, I couldn't do a miracle in my hometown. I couldn't do a miracle with John the Baptist. But now that I'm on this side, I can perform miracles because now I got some people that's hungry after me. I got some people that believe that I'm going to do great experts. So now I'm going to do a miracle. The miracle I'm going to do, I'm going to put green grass in a place where it's not supposed to be. It's that place where Jesus said, I'm going to get you to sit down in this group. When we look at our circumstances, when we look at situations, and we get distracted with those things because we're still trying to go on this side to the other side. Jesus is not worrying about this side. He already knows what you got to deal with. He already knew that he had to go through all of these things before he's at the kingdom. But he understood that he had to deal and go through the same things that we have to go through. That's why he's the great example. So that's why we have to have a hunger after the things that's not seen versus the things that are seen. Because I didn't see any green grass in my situation. I didn't see any green grass with my kids. I didn't see any green grass with my job. But that became grass when I didn't even think the grass was going to grow. Now my mind is getting renewed because now I'm on the other side. Because now that I was in the boat with him, everything Jesus did after the fact is always about going to the other side. So then he went and said, I'm going to continue to do more great miracles now because now I'm going to walk on water. That's where I was going with it. It's the whole other man what God wants to do. That's what we're talking about. The other side, my friends, the other side is eternity. Why do you think that you guys are doing the 24 and the 12 and the 6-hour prayer watches? We're going to the other side. It's the other side. Why are you praying to intercede on somebody's behalf? Because God wants to take you to the other side. He wants you to experience revelation. Not just the things that you can settle for, that you can understand, but get beyond and see the nations being developed because of you. Newbridge, just because every Sunday night and Sunday morning, it's so important that we stay the course. Why? Because the way that you go is going to determine how glory, how much of the glory of God that you really going to see.
Come on now. Say that again.
That can't be heaven. Stay the course will determine how much of glory that you will really see. Because see, here's the deal. He put us in a position as a people because he wants to spend and show us all the things that he had created. He wants you to partake and understand, yeah, I want to be like Paul. I want to be able to see him. I want him to change my world. That's what you said this morning, Pastor. I want God to change everything about me. See, I got a word. I can give you a word, Rob. I can pray for you, but there's no substance in me to give you a word to change your life. Because now, the only thing I'm giving you is what I already understand. Woo. Just like Quilla said, we think too much and we try to outthink the thinker. He done made the foundation and made it all simple. Just like if you read a book, then you begin to break it down, you get to understand it, then you think you're the smartest person on the earth. Then you try to take your head knowledge and bring it into the other side and say, oh, Lord, this is what I'm doing. No, he said, I'm going to break you up into groups of 50. He started out by two, and then he ended up being 50 and 100. It's a lifestyle of really coming to a place that I'm not even looking at the thing. The people say, look, send them away because they have a long way to travel to get back to where they came from to get some food in the natural sense. See, the kingdom perspective is not worrying about how far you got to go and how much of food you have in the natural. It's not about what you see and what you can touch and what your wages are. Jesus ain't got 10 of his brain cells on that foolishness. He said, no, I'm looking at a big picture for my Father because all things are mine. Well, let me reason with this. So, we got two fish and five loaves of bread. So, we got all these people. What can we do? So we have to go to the store. So that means I done went out there and witnessed two people all day. Now we done got in the boat. Now we got, Jesus probably going to send me to the store to go get some more food. And I got to walk. See, we're thinking too much. He just gonna multiply what was already there. He's going to do some more miracles, what's already there. See, that's why cancer and sickness and disease does not matter. But I can't approach those things because I'm familiar with you. So I have to look at God and say, God, give me your understanding so I can see you for who you are, so I can touch that rim that got to be more real to me, even though I don't understand it. I'm not going to settle for what's on this side because on this side it's not holy value. But the other side has more value for you in your life and your family life. That's how you have to intercede and touch heaven and touch his heaven, his garment, and pull down the things that God has already placed in your life. He said, come unto me, my people. Pray. I'm the one who gave you the gifts that you have. I already know what I put in you from the time you were born. I already know that. Jesus knew everything about John the Baptist. He already knew. But he didn't waste energy on it because he was still about his Father's business. He knew that he had to go to a place where he had to bring the resurrection power. See, James has to be the miracle. Job has to be the miracle. Because you can't understand it. Even though you're sitting here now, still trying to think about it. No, it's beyond your imagination. So we tie into God. I want to see you, God. I want to see you. I want to see you personally. I want to see the back of your back as you walk away. God, whatever it takes. Not only just this, but I want to see you. I want to see. I don't know whether it's anybody, out of bodies, whatever. I just want to see you. I want you to change my world all on the inside of this messed up, filthy body. God, give me some revelation of knowledge of you that I can say tangibly, I didn't get a rap or pass or I didn't read T.D. Jakes or I didn't hear this one and I didn't talk about that one. I didn't know what Mark Rouse said or whoever. I just know that Michael Ruffin knows that I had an encounter with a God that's unseen, and I know that you can't take that away from me. Education can't explain it to me. You can't teach it to me. But it's an encounter with heaven on my own that I don't have to deal with religion and deal like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. I can stand on my own two feet in God and say, I saw the Lord high and lift it up. I saw the Lord. On this side, on this side. Forget about that side. But this side over here, on the other side, I saw the Lord. Do you want to see God today? We talk about this love. When we begin to see who God is, you don't have to worry about how to walk in 1 Corinthians 13. Because love keeps going over the wrong one, but you can't do it in your own strength. You only can do it in the power and the might of the unseen God that you have encountered on your own, that you have known how to love somebody, even if they spit on you. You don't have to say, oh, okay, let me get myself together. No, it's going to come out the belly of you, because now I'm not trying to get a revelation or understanding for myself. I know how to love you regardless of what you do to me, because I'm in him. I see him. I know him. Heaven is waiting for such people like us. We're the ones. We are the ones. Yes, you. You're the one. Even when the enemy tried to put doubt in your mind that he doesn't exist. Ha ha, fooled you then, devil, because he does exist and he's alive and well and he has all authority over everything else. So I took my mind and bring it under subjection to what God already said. He said, I am who I am. Do you want to know this I am? Yeah. Why, it's so crazy. Because then he went on to say, because God is I am, that's why we have the authority on this side, on the other side. You have the authority to say, who? Hey, I am Michael. It's the same authority because I connected to him from birth. I am his son from birth. So I have the same authority from this that he gave the disciples to say who I am in him. It's the power of his love and might. It's the anointing from where God has set forth as a presidency that we stand in the gap and say, God, let me see your face. Help me to handle your glory. When we begin to accept what God wants to do, when we begin to understand the foundation that he's laid out for us, see, then we become the thing where we become the Gigi, the glory grabber. So we don't have to worry about being seen and recognized and puffed up, because now I can understand and receive everything that I'm doing is for his glory. So So I'm looking for miracles. I'm walking in miracles. Why? Because I want to see him. I want to embrace his power. Heaven is so real. It's more real than the chairs that you're sitting on. Janice painted a picture for me, and the picture was on her stomach, and it had all these different waters coming out of the belly. What's coming out of our bellies today? In 2017, what's really coming out of our bellies? Is it just regular natural food from this side? Or something from some substance from the other side that came straight from heaven, that came straight from the kingdom, came straight from the throne room, came straight from the God himself, that said, I birthed this out of you for such time as this to give to people that's lost in this world. Can we say something? Can we go after this God? Stop settling for peanuts. Well, we can have a whole jar of peanut butter. One of the things that he showed me when I had my hand lifted up, I said, God, I just want you. He said, yeah. And I always use this analogy of a french fry. We can only get one french fry. We have one french fry, we get happy. We set up for the one french fry, where we can have the whole potato. You can cut up more french fries when you got more potatoes. God wants to give us more, not just stuff in the earth. I'm talking about things from heaven. I'm talking about showing you things that when we had dreams, people had dreams about their treasures. And when we were talking about, you know, limbs growing and what he did with Job and saying, you know, I remember the sand on the beach and I remember the hairs on their head. Do you want that? Do you want to experience that? How much more do we want to see it and enter into the kingdom of God and the things that he wants to do? The other side, by boat, by running, by walking, let's go to the other side. God said, I want to take you guys beyond what you even understand. Come with him. Come. He said, come. Don't worry about it. Don't try to think about it. Just come. See, them people, they just ran. They knew that they were getting in the boat. So they knew. They said, oh, they must be going to the other side. They didn't worry about how tired they was.
Come on now.
And that's what I was saying about the men. If the men go to the other side, it would be easy for James to balance that thing out with the family. Because it ain't going to take effort. It's only going to take death. The resurrection power in this unseen God. See, everything's going to go back to what God wants to establish in the earth. His ways and his plans are greater than the things that we can understand in the natural. We can no longer settle for the less things on the others on this side versus the thing on God's side. And before I close, I want you to understand that even in the prayer watches, even in your prayer watches, more great encounters and more great exploits will take place because of your desire is to be in his presence. That will allow him to blind you of you. is a good thing. Do you want to be born today? You know, Father, I didn't even pray now, God, for your people, even in this house right now. Those ones that you had already called and predestined for to be here for this moment. God, I pray right now, God, that you would blind them to their own selves. Open up their spiritual eyes so they begin to see the supernatural. Let them see. Let them taste and see. Not just by mere words or scripture, oh God, but God, by revelation, God, by encounters with you. Even as they walk down the street, God, let them have encounters with you, God. You know, God, I thank you now, God, even in the moment of their distress, their distress, God, even in the distress moment of God, let them see you. Show yourself mightily to us, oh God, that we will get a hold of everything that you want to pull out, where you want to take us. God, I thank you now, God, that everything will manifest itself by your power, by your spirit. By your spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome into us. Take residency inside of us. God, we keep searching, but yet we don't want to go to the other side. Help us, oh God, with that doubt and fear that hinder us from entering to that place of rest inside of you. We cast out every imagination that try to set us up above your kingdom. As we go, let us see. Miracles, God. Miracles. 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 Miracles in the people. Miracles, oh God. Miracles. Let them encounter miracles, God. No more healing. Just miracles. Great exploits. Miracles, 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 miracles. That's why we keep putting that word out. That's why we keep giving us that revelation. God, we accept it. We accept it, God. We accept miracles that manifest itself. We have received miracles. We receive miracles. We receive miracles right now. God, from the throne room of heaven, we receive miracles, God. Things that we never saw before, God. We receive it now. Miracles, 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 miracles from heaven. Miracles from heaven. That's why you said it. You have let us be laid and grown pastors. Not for our comfort, God. Not for our comfort, but God, we're laying green grass because we want to have an intimacy of the time with you. We push past the excuses. As we dig up the wells of revival of God, as we continue to dig, let the grass grow. Wherever we walk, oh God, green grass begin to grow. Take this moment. Just take this moment. Just get quiet with God for yourself. Just get quiet. Let your presence, oh God,
Let your presence run in the lives of your people. Every idle time will become a revelation time. Every hopeless thought will become a revelation thought. Father, show us how to give up our will and not just saying it, but help us to give up our will so you could put your will in us. We thank you now in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.